This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wendy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Good afternoon, boys. How are you?
Hola. We're doing well.
Good. So this actually, I swear to God, happened. It's hysterical. My sister-in-law, about in, I don't know, like 1984-ish, was in a sorority at Wazoo, right?
Okay.
And her friend was from Riskville, and she was this beautiful, I mean, beauty queen girl. And she started dating a guy from Mercer Island. And so they're dating, and he's like, oh, you know, why don't you come home with me for Thanksgiving? So she was really unsure about it, because she's like from, you know, out in the middle of nowhere on a farm. And he's from this, you know, what she perceives as a mansion, which it was, on Mercer Island. But we finally were like, you're going to be good. It'll be good. You know, you'll go. Have fun. So she went. And when they got there, she said she was just ready to, you know, pee her pants. She was so upset and nervous and everything. And so she asked very politely if she could please use their powder room. And, of course, this house had a powder room, if you know, is a sink and a chair and a mirror. No toilet. So she's like, okay, well, I guess I'm here. So she, you know, hiked up her outfit and she got up on the sink. And she pulled it off the wall.
Oh, no.
And they hear this just huge ruckus upstairs, this, you know, loud bang, and water's going everywhere, and his mom is just not happy. And he's like, well, Mom, you know, you got to cut her some slack. She's from this farm town, and, you know, she's really intimidated. And so he gets his mom calmed down. You know, the sink can be fixed. They're all good. And I think it's like 2 days later, before they go home, they're going back over to his house for brunch. So she's all calmed down. They walk in. She goes, and her mom says, why don't you come in and sit down? They go into the living room, and she sits on the sofa, and she sits on the mother's Maltese dog, this
tiny
dog that's like 3 pounds, and it died.
Oh, man.
I swear to God, this happened. I could not believe it. She gets back, and she's like, oh, you said everything would be fine. Yeah, sure. It was not fine.
Did they continue to date after this? This Green Acres couple?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, did they continue to date after this?
I think that was kind of the end of it. His mom was not getting over.
Killed the dog, ruined the powder room.
Yeah. It was just blank show.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, Wendy. I mean, honest to God, like, say, even you own a mansion on Mercer Island or anywhere, and you have the kind of home that literally has a powder room, which for most people, it's not that. So if I walked up to you, or probably more specifically, if a woman walked up to you and said, hey, Wendy, can I use your powder room? Wouldn't you make the effort to clarify, to be like, do you need a restroom or a powder? Because I live in one of the very few houses that actually has a powder room.
Yeah.
I would assume that you mean a toilet, so I would at least ask, like, hey, if you actually need a commode, the restrooms here if you just need a powder room. You know, that's all.
I just can only imagine. I have no idea what happened to this girl. She was so gorgeous. Who knows? She could be listening right now, but I swear that happened. I could not believe it. When she got home and she's telling us this, I'm like, oh, my Lord, you're kidding. And she's like, no, and then this happened, and then this happened.
Well, the guy went to Wazoo, too, right?
Yeah, he did.
So they never went out after that?
I think that was kind of towards the end. They might have once or twice, but that was pretty much the end.
Once you kill the mom's dog.
Kill mom's Maltese.
Yeah, yeah. That'll happen. Yeah,
that's isn't that something?
How do you sit on a dog? Well, I would think the dog would yelp. I think you would react and get. I mean, how do you?
Well, I think it's
what it did.
And that's the last thing it did, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's the last thing it did. And she was really a tiny little thing, but just the way the dog was laying, and it kind of, I have little dogs, and I've got one that's like 3.5 pounds, and I don't know, if it was snuggled up against the edge of the sofa and you sat on it, you might not hear it. I don't know.
Well, Wendy, based on your experience of this poor woman, do you ever worry about that with your little dogs?
I do, but my little dog always knows. He needs
What the hell is that dog called? My sister's got one of those little tiny dogs. What the hell is that breed called?
He's a Chihuahua.
Okay, that's not what she's got. She's got something else.
He's got the most masculine name. His name is Muffin.
All right. Well, believe it or not, my sister.
He won't have a complex ever.
My kids have a dog named Muffin, and it's a little tiny dog.
I knew
what is the one
Muffin
that looks like.
My babysitter had a dog named Muffin.
And tiny dog.
Yeah. What is
he was small.
Yeah.
What were those things called in the third Star Wars? Those little furry things.
Ewoks.
She named the dog Wicket because it looked like an Ewok. So what are those little?
The flat face,
they're
but kind of
really
hairy.
Flat face, they're kind of black and golden Wicket? Hair. Yeah, Wicket was just
that
one
was
of
a character.
Wicket.
From,
all right. Yeah.
So, they look like little Ewoks.
Is that a Maltese? Pomeranian.
No, that's not it. I swear to God, this thing is it's really maybe 4 pounds, 3 pounds at the most.
I said the next dog I want to get, I want a small dog, not that small. A Chihuahua, maybe, because they crack me up because they have such a crappy attitude, and I have no idea why. Maybe because they're so tiny. But, yeah, the Maltese.
Yorkshire Terrier?
Yes.
Furry?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I pulled a picture.
I'm pretty sure that's
you know what he looks like.
He's this little guy.
Yeah, you can't turn it too far.
He's this little guy right here.
I know.
He's an Ewok. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They always, like, if there's a movie that's animated, or not, sorry, not animated. If it's a movie that has, like, talking animals, that dog is always kind of stupid. For whatever reason, right? The Doberman's always going to be a badass, but for some reason, that particular dog is always cast as like your dumb friend.
Someone just texted in, and I knew someone with a Rottweiler.
Named Muffin?
Named Muffin. What,
I kind of like that.
What went wrong, and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, technically, you can call him whatever you want.
That's true. Actually, my favorite dog name ever.
Your dog is pretty sizable. She is very nice.
But like Molly?
Yeah.
She's, 45, 50
But, like, Molly's, maybe? Like, just, like, a cool chick, you know, or something.
Yeah.
And that dog is...
She's a lunatic.
Right. Like, I would think Miles' sister tiny dog, I expect more of a Molly.
I'll tell you what, man. When I lived in Rochester, there were people, they had this big-ass Doberman, had the spiked collar. The dog itself was nice, but you didn't know that until you kind of met it. But the dog's name was Nacho. And I just thought that was the greatest name ever.
Okay, well, my sister being a hardcore Italian. Okay, the first one was Wicket because the dog...
I named the dog Anthony.
The dog looked like, an Ewok. Second dog was named Rocco. Rocco was 3.5 pounds, 4 pounds. Now he passed on, and now her new dog is Cannoli.
She named it Cannoli.
I mean, you couldn't be any more Italian. You might as well name the next dog Penny or something.
Penny.
Rigatoni. Yeah. What went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
Ravioli.
Good question. Wasn't Toto from The Wizard of Oz a Yorkshire Terrier?
I think
maybe
so.
I think so.
But my sister's dogs were smaller than that guy.
Smaller than Toto?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, I swear
are
to God.
Are you sure they're dogs at this point?
One dog would just sit up on her shoulder like a parrot. She could get up and walk around, and the dog would stay on the shoulder. That's how small the dog was.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.